Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is trapped on the border. No, he's not physically on the border. As you know, he actually hasn't gone to the U.S.-Mexico border, nor is he trapped there. So that's an image. We're using an image. But there is word now that the president, Joe Biden, is looking for a way out of his decision to end Title 42. Now, you know Title 42 is the Trump-era regulation that allows U.S. authorities to turn back illegal border crossers at the U.S.-Mexico border on the grounds of protecting the country from COVID. But as COVID recedes, and as you saw with mask mandates just falling left and right, they just dissolved all around the country after that judge's decision in Florida, nationwide injunction, COVID is going away, hopefully. And advocates for illegal crossers on the borders have been pressuring the Biden administration to get rid of Title 42 so that the administration could no longer just summarily turn back illegal border crossers on the grounds that they are preventing the spread of COVID into the United States. So Biden announces that he's going to do that. And he says that he's going to end COVID specifically on May the 23rd. But now, a report in Axios says that Biden is wavering in that decision. Top aides are said to be discussing the possibility of delaying repeal. Now, the reason for this is obvious. Administration officials, not outsiders, not Republicans, not, you know, predictors of doom, administration officials predict that ending Title 42 will result in a flood of illegal crossers at the border, as many as 18,000 each day, according to a scenario from the Department of Homeland Security. The administration will no longer have the means, without Title 42, they will no longer have the means to turn those illegal crossers away on public health grounds. And the administration simply does not have the resolve to turn them away by simply enforcing immigration law or requiring them to wait in Mexico while their asylum claims are considered. All that's happening, and midterm elections are coming, with Democrats already in deep trouble and voters unhappy with the administration's handling of border issues. So that's the scenario, and that has set off Democratic panic on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm going to read to you from a piece by Axios, Hans Nichols, and Jonathan Swan. Quote, "The White House is looking for ways to buy time to avoid a massive influx of migrants that would add to already historic border numbers." Okay. That already endangers Democratic incumbents in states that could decide the Senate majority in November. Okay, that's Axios, Hans Nichols, Jonathan Swan reporting. The administration, the White House, is looking for ways to, quote, buy time to somehow get out of this, you know, somehow. More and more Democrats are coming out in opposition to lifting Title 42. John Tester, Montana, Democratic Senator. Joe Manchin, West Virginia. No surprise there, Democratic Senator. Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada. Raphael Warnock, up for election in Georgia. Maggie Hassan, New Hampshire. Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly, both senators from Arizona. Chris Coons of Delaware. We talked about him the other day, very influential with President Biden. Gary Peters of Michigan. They have all called on Biden to change course. So I'm going to read to you something that Mark Kelly said on Fox News. Quote, "Right now we have a crisis on our southern border." This is the Democratic senator from Arizona. "Right now we have a crisis on our southern border. Right now this administration does not have a plan. I warned them about this months ago. It's going to be, to be honest, it's going to be a crisis on top of a crisis." Now, Mark Kelly and some of the other Democrats have also signed on to a bill that would force the president to put off lifting Title 42. Now, Biden's problem, of course, is that with all this pressure to stop what he's doing on Title 42, there is a very, very loud and very influential part of the Democratic base that wants him to go ahead and end it. And they've been pushing him to do it ever since he became president. So when Biden announced his move at the beginning of April, Raul Ruiz, who is Democratic representative, head of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, said, quote, "It is long overdue to completely end the Trump-initiated Title 42 policy and stop using the pandemic as an excuse to keep it going. End Trump's Title 42 now. So, as you know, in some circles, it is enough to simply identify something with Donald Trump to have a sufficient reason for opposing it. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is one of those circles. Other parts of the Democratic base are too, and they are all putting pressure on Biden to stick with his plan to rescind Title 42. So here's the present situation. He's got one group of Democrats telling him to put it off and another group of Democrats telling him to go ahead. So while that is happening, the crisis on the border is getting worse. And that's even before the end of Title 42 because prospective border crossers know it's coming. There were some court papers recently filed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and they revealed statistics from March on the border that the agents had apprehended 221,303 illegal border crossers in March. Multiply that by 12, big number. That is more than four times, the 221,000 is more than four times the average numbers of crossers in March for the last decade. It's a big number. Now, according to Anna Giratelli of the Washington Examiner, who you should read and follow on Twitter, just provides excellent coverage of the border situation. According to Anna Giratelli, U.S. officials turned away 123,304 of those crossers last March. So, okay, there were 221,000 illegal border crossers, and U.S. officials turned away 123,000 of them, mostly through the use of Title 42, which they won't have after May 23rd. But even then, officials released more than 80,000 of the illegal border crossers into the United States. Okay, so when Title 42 is gone, that is expected to change the whole thing. You'll see a larger number coming and a larger number admitted into the United States. And we're going to talk about that next.
The left loses its mind when Elon Musk tries to buy all of Twitter. The FBI had the Brooklyn subway shooter on its radar and stopped watching him. And Joy Behar of The View thinks the Supreme Court passes legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about how the numbers at the border will change when Title 42 is gone. And, you know, before I do that, I wanted to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, like it, enjoy it, maybe learn something from it, it'd really be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. Would really, really appreciate it. You'd have the Byron York Show there every day, which would be convenient for you and happy for us. So hopefully you can subscribe to the podcast. So on to what Title 40, what happens when 42 is gone. The overall number of migrants is expected to go up exponentially. Big, big, big numbers. While the percentage of those that the U.S. turns away will go down without Title 42. And all you have to do is listen to the way the Department of Homeland Security talks about how U.S. officials will handle migrants when Title 42 is gone. DHS is moving quickly to, quote, more efficiently process migrants, the department says, with more staff, quote, deployed to the border to facilitate processing. That's the word you're hearing all the time. They're going to process large numbers of illegal border crossers. They're not going to send back. They're not going to detain. They're going to process. What the department means by that is that with some migrants will be removed. There are other ways that even the Biden administration can use to remove some illegal border crossers from the United States immediately after they cross into the country. While some migrants will be removed, a very large number will be processed and moved into the United States. We're seeing that happen now. Fox News has been reporting on that a lot. And so rather than seeking a way to stop the flow of illegal border crossers, the administration is instead looking to create smoother ways to facilitate their entry into the country. Okay. Some migrants will still be removed, but a very large number will be processed and moved more smoothly into the country. Now, this is coming. This is just going to happen. The White House knows it. Department of Homeland Security knows it. Congress knows it. And they also know that voters are already unhappy with Joe Biden's handling of the border crisis. Public approval, you've seen the polls, public approval of his performance in that area, usually around the 30% range, something like that. Disapproval in the 60%+ range. Really bad number. Way, way underwater. Really deep Marianas Trench kind of underwater. It could make a bad midterm outlook much, much worse. And that is why, to get back to how we started this, that is why the White House is looking for a way out. Is there anything we can do to get out of this or put it off until after the midterms? Is there just something we can do? Can we come up with a reason to keep Title 42 even as we get rid of some COVID restrictions? Or is there just some way we can announce to the world that Title 42 will stay for a while? Is there some way we can do this? But the problem is, this is a mess of the president's own creation. I mean, the reason there has been a rush to the border since January 20th, 2021, when the president took office, is that he ran for president promising to allow more illegal border crossers to stay into the United States. People in other countries follow the news in the United States. They know this. They know this. And amazingly enough, they began to flock to the border, and we've seen extraordinary numbers since the president took office. So this is a mess of the president's own creation, and he will have to live with it. He has promised all Democrats, he's promised the country, that he's going to get rid of Title 42 on May the 23rd. Now, he can't very well come back and say, you know, this is just looking really bad. We've got Democrats who are afraid of losing, and the midterm outlook doesn't look very good. And I know I said I was going to do this, and I know I said it was like a human rights issue, but we really don't want to do it with the election coming. Let's do it after the election. We'll just do it after the election. He can't really come out and say that. This is a mess of the president's own creation, and he will have to live with it. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Thank you for joining us. Always appreciate it when you can, and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.